And not the only birthday that's been of prominence in sport in Australia in the last couple of days. On the weekend, it was Liam Reddy's birthday, the Perth Glory goalkeeper. And he had four go past him because the mighty Melbourne Victory got it done under the interim coach Grant Brebner, who would have been very happy about that. Grant, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I've not been on previously after the three defeats, so I purposely made sure I came on this morning to enjoy this 4-0 game.
We've been holding on until you got a victory, mate. That is what we've been doing, and you've done it with a 4-0 smacking of Perth. What was different, Brebs?
Do you know, in all honesty, and that's what I've been saying, we just didn't have a little bit of luck in front of goal. Our performances have been very good. I've never came away from games, and I'll probably explain that a little bit more in detail in a bit, but I've never came away from games feeling that we were outplayed or overpowered. I was actually quite disappointed in the three previous games, but the other night against Perth, it all came together and we managed to get the four and keep a clean sheet as well, which was important.
And just the one match left for the season, it's fair to say that it's been a bit of a tough season for the Victory this year. How have you approached taking over the manager, the head coach role? Has it been something that you wanted to really push for the end of this season, or had you already kind of turned your mind to next season? How did you approach it?
Yeah, Sherelle, it's a good question because it has been difficult, and I don't think I ever wanted to shy away from that or get above my station and start, you know, beating the drums about how good we're going to be and how things were going to change. In all honesty, over these five games, there's another one tonight, it could have went two ways. We basically lost our whole starting 11 from the first game of the season, and we needed to make changes. Now, I had to have a lot of trust in the changes and the players that I was putting in the position. So I brought in a lot of youth, and as you've seen, and complement that with some experienced players. But the big ticket items for me were bringing the group together, because I felt we'd lost that, playing for each other, which we spoke about so many times, and narrowing that gap between the experienced players and the youth team so that everybody felt that they were an opportunity to play, not just the youth experienced guys. So I feel we've done that, Sherelle. I feel that we've really sort of got a little bit of our DNA back, and which was, as I've always said, a build-up towards next season. So I think we are in a better place.
Yeah, and you took over the interim head coach role a few weeks before you went into the hub situation and got this season done and finished. I'm interested in what your approach has been and how what you've learnt about yourself in that head coach role, because it's something that you haven't done at this level before.
Yeah, no, it's. I'm glad you're asking the good questions, Sherelle. The other two just keep asking me nonsense questions.
That's why she's here.
What have I learned about myself? Opinions. You know the amount of opinions I get and phone calls and text messages? It's incredible, because after a game, you know, I receive many text messages, and one text message will say, oh, this player didn't do so well, and then the next message will be, that player was outstanding, the same player. And it's like, you've got to step aside from everybody else's opinion and back your own and listen to, obviously, your staff.
Yeah.
And what we see Monday to Friday is not necessarily what everybody's seeing on a match day. Because when you bring back, you know, the word culture and everything, leadership, I mean, I think the biggest thing is we see players go out on a Saturday, and if they play well, then everybody sees that. But if they're not turning up on time, if they're slacking in training, if they're not doing what other players are doing, then you quickly lose culture. So I've really had to drive, learn, understand at a management level about, you know, making sure that everybody's pulling their weight. And they've bought into it, which has been great. So, no, I've really enjoyed it, Chanel.
So have you enjoyed it more than you thought you would? And is it something now you think, yeah, I'm ready to do this on a more permanent basis? I know you haven't put your hand up necessarily for the Victory coaching position, but how have you assessed it?
No, I've loved it. I really have. The losses, the first three losses were disappointing, but I still enjoyed the performances. I've enjoyed training because when you can look your players in the eye and you can see that they're giving you everything, you still get a buzz out of that. You still, you know, it's what gets you up out of your bed in the morning. So everything that I'm doing, yes, there's the off-pitch stuff. You know, there's the media, there's dealing with the board, there's fans. But I really, really have enjoyed, not saying I didn't enjoy that part of it, but I really have enjoyed managing and coaching the players. And is it something I want to do? I've always said it is. But I've always kind of said as well that I want to develop, keep developing, which, you know, this has been the biggest learning curve being thrown in at the deep end. So it stood me in a better position now moving forward. And like I said, if it comes, when it comes, I would love to do it.
And just that pride, I guess, or you tell us the thoughts when you walk out onto the side of the pitch and not being in the Melbourne Victory playing uniform, but being in the crisp suit that the Victory put their managers in. What's that feeling like of whether it's pride or whatever it is, and different to being a player for the Victory?
Yeah, look, it's a funny one for me because I put it on, and of course, you know, it's an honour to be head coach, but I'm not doing it for myself. I understand, you know, that there's lots of people, you know, that there's wives, girlfriends, partners, children in Melbourne that want us to do well. There's fans, there's board members, there's people in the office that work Monday to Friday and you know, tear their hair out with our performances or are ecstatic about our wins. And I just have an opportunistic position to be at the front of that and try and deliver that. And if I can keep doing it and you know, keeping people happy, which, as we know, you down in Melbourne are doing it really, really tough at the moment. People ask us how tough we're doing it. But, you know, if we can give that opportunity to make people smile and happy, then I'm just, you know, in a position where I can deliver that. And that's what, again, I try to do in this position.
When you get a chance to do it again tonight, Brebs, against the Wanderers, 8:10, check your local guides to see the Melbourne Victory playing their last game of the home and away season. We appreciate your time, mate. Great to get the win for you on the weekend. I was really pumped for you, and hopefully another one for you tonight.
Thanks, Wayne. Thanks, Ash. Thanks, Shadell.